This is titled Fed Watching. The Fed governor from Atlanta yesterday went out of his way, or he did on Sunday morning on the sort of press shows, to essentially say the Fed's going to keep on hammering rates until they see unemployment go up a little bit. Right now, they say that the country is still creating lots of jobs. There's plenty of jobs. People are still having a horrible time hiring. And I wonder if in-person ways are going to have a real hard time hiring until the world becomes in-person again, if it ever does. I think until that point, or until people really need jobs or really need to take these jobs, people just more and more want to work remotely and have more flexibility than working in person. But basically, the Fed basically said they feel pretty confident, continue to hammer rates, that they're not going to cause too much trouble with the economy until they see jobless numbers, the jobless claims go up and unemployment go up. But until they see, you know, something less than full employment, you're going to feel quite confident in continuing to raise rates. It doesn't seem like that multifaceted economic policy, but I guess it makes as much sense as any. But that's their perspective. I mean, you've already seen a falling out of the housing market. You've seen a falling out of the stock market. But what they're essentially saying is, look, the real thing we're watching is unemployment. And if unemployment starts to creep up, that'll be our signal that we got to go easier on raising rates. Until that happens, we're going to feel comfortable to keep on hammering rates up, even if it hammers the stock market and the housing market. Thank you so much for listening to the Becker Private Equity Podcast. I thought his comments were quite interesting and gives you a real sense of where they're at. So until you see unemployment start to creep up, you can expect the Fed to be comfortable and continue to fight inflation very aggressively. Thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thank you very much.